Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 215, entitled, When Your Heart is Hardened. I am communing with the Lord and was given this topic by the Holy Spirit. The hardness of the heart and the callousness of people are manifesting at a horrific level, elevating spiritually and physically. This will be done in two parts. Please examine them both attentively. This is the Amplified Version of Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 through 13. Used to make you aware that we will be tried. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. But the one who endures and bears up under suffering shall be saved. To bear up is to remain cheerful and to persevere. We are given very stark examples of hard-heartedness of the past and the rigor that is to come. I have spoken recently of the power of prophecy through guidance of the Holy Spirit. How many are told of their fate through the word of the Lord, prophets and servants of the Most High. Yet they will walk right into that thing, fulfilling God's word. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, making them determined and unresponsive, so that I may exhibit my signs of divine power among them." Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. As the Spirit speaks, it is the unrepentant heart, full of sin and disobedience, that is at work. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may serve me." Exodus chapter 10, verse 3 of the Amplified Version. To understand the grievous nature of all the plagues, we must meditate on the destructive power that was being shown to the Egyptians. At the very beginning of the plagues, Pharaoh asked Moses and Aaron for a sign to prove themselves and God's sovereignty. Had he taken heed, he would have seen the outcome then. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Exodus chapter 7, verses 10 through 12 of the King James Version. God demonstrated his authority to Pharaoh, and is why these plagues were written, to be passed down from generation to generation. It is why those who continue to ask for a sign condemn themselves to judgment, revealing the spirit of rebellion. This is by far the most exhaustive paradigm ever recorded. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Matthew chapter 16, verse 4 of the King James Version. The revelation is that Jonah walked through Nineveh and pronounced the judgment. That was the only warning they were to be given. Just as Pharaoh set his heart in rebellion, there is no turning back. This is why it is written, "But Abraham said, they have the scriptures given by Moses and the writings of the prophets. Let them listen to them." He replied, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. They will change their old way of thinking and seek God and his righteousness." And he said to him, "If they do not listen to the messages of Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead." Luke chapter 16, verses 29 through 31 of the Amplified Version. This is why Pharaoh's apostasy yielded such tragic results. Let us revisit these one by one with what was and what is to come. Number one, the past. Thus says the Lord, "By this you shall know and recognize and acknowledge that I am the Lord. Look, with the staff in my hand I will strike the water in the Nile, and it shall be turned to blood. The fish in the Nile will die, and the Nile will become foul, and the Egyptians will not be able to drink water from the Nile." Exodus chapter 7, verses 17 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Part of the supernatural significance of this is that even the water that had been separated into vessels of wood and stone was turned to blood. The meaning? Nothing is hidden from the eyes of God. The future. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it turned into blood like that of a corpse, foul and disgusting. And every living thing in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and they turned into blood. Revelation chapter 16, verses 3 through 4 of the Amplified Version. The answer to why this judgment will come upon this nation is clear. And I heard the angel of the water saying, "Righteous and just are you, who are and who were, O Holy One, because you judged these things. For they poured out the blood of the saints, God's people, and the prophets, and you, in turn, have given them blood to drink. They deserve your judgment." Revelation chapter 16, verses 5 through 6 of the Amplified Version. Number 2, the past. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. Exodus chapter 8, verses 3 to 4 of the King James Version. The future. And I saw three loathsome spirits like frogs, leaping from the mouth of the dragon, Satan, and from the mouth of the beast, or antichrist, or dictator, and from the mouth of the false prophet, for they are actually the spirits of demons performing miraculous signs. And they go out to the kings of the inhabited earth to gather them together for the war of the great day of God Almighty. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 14 of the Amplified Version. Number 3, the past. They did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth. And there were biting gnats, lice on man and animal. All dust of the land became gnats throughout all the land of Egypt. The magicians, soothsayer priests, tried by their secret arts and enchantments to create gnats, but they could not. And there were gnats on man and animal. Exodus chapter 8, verses 17 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Number 4, as confirmation. And the Lord did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. The Amplified Version states, "Then the Lord did so, and there came heavy and oppressive swarms of blood-sucking insects into the house of Pharaoh and his servants' houses. In all the land of Egypt, the land was corrupted and ruined because of the great invasion of insects." Exodus chapter 8, verse 24. "It is not written that there was respite from the two aforementioned plagues, making them even more grievous." God is likening the false prophets and those who follow them as a form of pestilence in itself. Oppressive meaning the same as cruel, tyrannical, and merciless. And oppressed as exploited and enslaved. The future. "Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 14 through 15 of the King James Version. And again, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 17 through 20 of the King James Version. Number 5, the past. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle which is in the field, upon thy horses, upon thy asses, upon thy camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain. Exodus chapter 9, verse 3 of the King James Version. The future. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him is Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8 of the King James Version. And again, for this says the Lord God, how much more when I send my four severe judgments against Jerusalem? Sword, famine, predatory beasts, and virulent disease, to cut off man and animal from it. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. As he reveals the sin and wickedness among us, we will know of a certainty that his judgments are righteous. Yet behold, survivors will be left in it, escaping the judgments, both sons and daughters. Listen carefully. They are going to come out to you in Babylon, and you will see their wicked conduct and despicable actions. Then you will be at peace in regard to the disaster which I have brought on it has been deserved. Then they will reassure you in regard to the appropriateness of the judgments when you see their heinous conduct and actions. For you will know that I have not done without cause whatever I did to it, declares the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 22 to 23 of the Amplified Version. Please watch part 2 to get a full understanding of this message. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.